on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn baseball knocked off Florida A&M yesterday at Plainsman Park in its final home midweek contest. Starting pitcher Chase Alsa recaps the win.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that we've been working on in the bullpens is really bouncing the ball both sides of the plate. And, I mean, that's been a really challenging thing so far. And then to be out here, be able to come out here and reproduce like what we were wanting, that's a really big thing. I mean, I feel like it was really important. I mean, we got a big weekend series coming up at LSU, and to come out here and have your last midweek home game, I mean, it's really big to get the week going right. The whole thing was fastballs both sides of the plate, get sliders, curveballs in for strikes, and then be able to expand off the zone late. I mean, we really didn't feel like changeup or cutter was a good idea for the type of lineup that was put out there, so we kind of just stuck with those three, and it worked out well.
The Tigers will hit the road for the second consecutive weekend to face defending national champions LSU. Coach Thompson previews the trip to Baton Rouge.
With the challenges that we had, we knew that schedule was so tough, and it kind of hit us head on, and we took on a little more water than we probably wanted to. But at some point in time, going through stages of life where you're rolling, and then stages of life where you're in a valley and things are hard, you got to let the past go. You got to get back in the present moment. And I really thought, you know, some things could start happening for us a couple of weeks ago, and they just have not. But at some point, if the messaging is right, you continue with the message, and we got to let the past go, because every week's a challenge in this league, and it will be the rest of this way, the rest of the years to come. But you know, all the things of the past, you absolutely let them go, get in the present moment, and move forward. You keep thinking each one of these weeks you're going to grab some momentum, a game one win against Tennessee. Last week, a win against Georgia Tech, and you want to take all those pieces of momentum. And I thought we did play a very competitive series this weekend, but you get nothing to show for it until – you can leave the past in the past and be able to get in the present moment and get a fresh reset or a restart.
Auburn visits LSU Friday at 6:30 Central, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 1, with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning 15 minutes before first pitch of each game. Auburn softball grabbed a win over Kentucky in the series finale on Monday night behind a complete game effort by senior Shelby Lowe. The senior lefty recaps her performance on Monday.
Really just keeping them all balanced. Attacking the strike zone, but not really trying to, you know, overpower them, because I'm not going to do that. So really just kind of keeping their eye level mixing and really working side to side just to see how much he would give me. Definitely feeling better than what I used to, but just having confidence and, you know, enjoy being out there and really having fun. Not worried about, like, you know, what hurts, you know, all the time. So really just been trying to enjoy the small things with my teammates.
You don't have very many games left here at Jane B. Moore Field. When you get wins like this tonight, what does that mean to you?
It means more than anything. I love playing at Jane B. Moore. I love having the fans and all that kind of stuff. So it's really special.
The Tigers are now 5-1 in series finales against SEC opponents this season. Head coach Mickey Dean recaps the win and Auburn's performances on championship days.
You know, they have to recognize their greatness, because sometimes in a space of time, you're not where you want to be. We understand that when it comes to wins and losses and conference, where we are in the conference, we're not where we want to be. We know that. But they have to look at how many Sunday games, what we call them Sunday championship games, have we won. That's a big deal. And it's going to mean a great deal at the end of the season. It's going to mean a great deal in postseason, because that shows us and that shows everyone that we are good on championship day, really good. I thought Shelby did a great job of keeping her hitters off balance, and she allowed the defense to play behind her. And then, you know, I don't know, did we have any runners? Let's see. Yeah, we moved runners, and we put the ball in play when we needed to. You know, we didn't get bases loaded and then have a pop-up and a strikeout or whatever. We put the ball on the ground, and we were able to score some runs, and that was the difference tonight.
The Tigers will hit the road one final time this regular season to face Ole Miss in Oxford Friday at 5 Central, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at noon. Coverage can be heard all weekend long locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Number one men's golf will get action underway at the SEC Championship this morning following a regular season featuring a school record 7 tournament titles. Head coach Nick Kleiner talks about his team trying to play without adding pressure to their games.
Just go there and play like athletes, because the teams prior to this, we had a lot of success there. I mean, we won in 2018, and we dominated stroke play in 2019, and of course 2020 we didn't play, and we haven't played well since there on that golf course. So hopefully we'll go and play like athletes and not like uptight nerds. I said, listen, if you play like athletes and just go beat, you know, and just go play golf, you're going to play very, very well. But if you go up there thinking it's, we have to play well, it's an important week, and you're uptight, and you're adding pressure, you're adding stress to your game, then you're not going to play well. And I think that's what they've done the last couple of years. It almost means too much to them. But they just need to go play golf and just do what they've been doing. It's no different than anything else.
The Tigers last won the SEC championship in 2018 when they took down Alabama in the championship match. Coach Kleiner previews the competition the rest of the SEC brings to this championship.
I think they like that, though. I think the players like it. Listen, they know, too. I mean, listen, 9 of the top 25 are SEC. You know, when Oklahoma and Texas would join, that would be 11. So you have almost half the top 25 is the SEC. But that's why you come and play at Auburn. Now, you want to compete against the best. But, I mean, you're going to have Tennessee and Alabama and Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and Arkansas and, I mean, the list goes on, Texas A&M and Georgia. They're all so good. So you just got to go out there and just perform. You got to play well and realize that, you know, we're going to have to make some birdies and we're going to have to take it pretty low. But we have a lot of confidence. You know, the guys believe in themselves and they believe in each other. So, you know, I look forward and I think we're going to play well and hopefully we can get an individual title out of it as well.
The SEC Men's Golf Championship will take place at Sea Island Golf Club Seaside Course on St. Simon's Island and features 3 rounds of stroke play today through Friday before the top 8 teams compete in match play on Saturday and Sunday for the SEC team title. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Number 21 men's tennis fell in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament, but is now looking ahead to the NCAA tournament. The Tigers will find out their opening round site and seeding on Monday. Head coach Bobby Reynolds previews the preparations for the NCAA tournament the first weekend of May.
As I told you, you know, throughout the year and kind of something that I've learned as a coach from feedback from the guys from last year is that we were beat up towards the end of the season. We were beat up into the SEC tournament. We were beat up, you know, mentally, emotionally, and physically going into the NCAA tournament. So allow them to kind of catch back up with schoolwork going into finals. And then we'll hit the ground hard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Obviously give them off Sunday and then see where we're at Monday. So, you know, at this point in the season, it's hard to like put things in their game, right? I want them to feel good when they're out on the court. I want them to be just excited to be out on the court, you know, for those 2-3 hours of practice each week and not feel like it's a chore, right? And I think that comes with days off and just getting in that right mind frame. And, you know, I felt like we did that for the SEC tournament. It just, you know, the results just didn't come as we had hoped. But planning and the way we approached it was spot on.
Sophomore Billy Blades has impressed recently with his performances in the final 2 regular season matches, as well as the SEC quarterfinals match with LSU. Coach Reynolds talks about Blades and his game.
He just knows who he is as a player. Some of the areas that both myself and John have been working on with him since the fall, and now it's coming to fruition, right? And now he's able to feel good about that in his game, and he's able to go out there and then convert. He struggled, right? Obviously early on in the fall on, you know, trying to really take advantage of what he has of his game, of his serve and his forehand. I would say last year he relied a lot on his backhand, and playing more backhands through the middle of the court. And, you know, we've really tried to put in his game and tried to, help him see that, you know, his forehand is a massive weapon, and now being able to not only just usually go forehand into his opponent's backhand, which is the ad court side, but taking balls through the middle and pulling the guy to the forehand side to open up court. And then that, I think, coupled with being able to, most of the time he hits a really, really heavy forehand. So when the ball falls short, trying to get him to flatten that forehand out a little bit and penetrate the court, take a little bit more time away from his opponent, and then follow that ball in. And when he does that, I mean, there's not a lot of guys that that can beat him, you know. And then I say on top of that, he just has a willingness and a belief in himself that if he has to hit 20 or 25 balls in a rally, he can do it. And if he has to do it for four games in a row, he's going to do it.
The NCAA Men's Tennis Tournament Selection Show will take place on Monday at 5 Central. Number 16 women's tennis dropped a 4-3 nail-biter to number 17 Tennessee in the SEC quarterfinals in Athens. The timeline is similar to the men's, as the Tigers will learn their NCAA tournament seeding and location on Monday. Head coach Lester Cook previews NCAA tourney prep.
I mean, it's just to stay optimistic. You know, we're having a great season. You know, and now also that Georgia went on to win the tournament. They beat A&M in the final. We beat Georgia. Like, that's something positive that we can build on. And know that we are that good of a team. We've had some bad luck and unfortunate losses, but we're still a top caliber team, and we can do some big damage at NCAA tournament. And one more chance, you know, there's nothing to hold back on, and I hope that we can have a great showing.
Auburn expects to be on the road for the opening rounds in May, but that's how it ended the season, with its final three regular season matches on the road. Coach Cook talks about playing away from home.
Exactly. We traveled a lot. We've had a lot of experience on the road. So if we have to travel, you know, that's what we'll do. Obviously, it's always better to have home court advantage for the first two matches of NCAAs. But it doesn't matter. We're whatever comes, we'll deal with it. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of adversity all year, so we're ready.
The NCAA Women's Tennis Tournament Selection Show will take place on Monday at 5:30 Central. Track and field continued its impressive outdoor campaign in its lone home event of the season, the annual Tiger Track Classic. Auburn earned 25 medals, including 8 gold medals, at the Hutzel Rosen Track in its penultimate meet of the regular season. Head coach Leroy Burrell looks ahead to Saturday's regular season finale in Baton Rouge.
Well, you know, I mean, LSU's got a long and storied history with their track and field programs. You know, I think their men's team won a national championship as recently as about 3 years ago. Their women are always in the hunt and put together an amazing string of NCAA championships, I think, over a 10-year period. They're currently, their women's program team and sprint group currently leading the nation, or I think 4 of the 5 leading marks in the nation in the 100, 200, long jump. I mean, they got it all. But it'll be a great competition for us, a real test for the women, and a great competition for the men. It's going to be a bit of a showdown, I think, in the 100 with our guys. Obviously, we're gonna do something a little different with Favor this weekend. He's going to get to run the 200, which will be really exciting. Get to see him do something in an event he hasn't contested very often. But I think the event all eyes should be on will be the 4x1, because we're going to be running against the two best teams in the country will be running against each other.
The Tigers will compete in the LSU Invitational on Saturday at the Bernie Moore Track Stadium. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!